So who says this is the Laurel Canyon sound? I mean, don't you have to go back to the 60s?
Yeah, I think that's one of those things that a lot of probably middle-aged music writers like myself probably throw around, referencing old bands to describe some of these new bands that have the boy-girl harmonies and lots of really pretty sounds and sun-drenched harmonies is what lots of people like to throw in there. And this band,
not necessarily as a compliment.
That's right. I would consider it a compliment in many cases. There's certainly some bands out there who aren't as good at it as this particular band. This is a band called Milo Green, and they have a funny story behind their name. A couple of the guys in the band were solo artists playing around L.A., couldn't really get any traction and getting gigs on the club scene, so they created a fake manager booking agent named Milo Green, and they would call the clubs themselves, promoting themselves with this, you know, pseudonym, and it worked. They got bigger gigs. They ended up joining forces in a band, and this band, Milo Green, has been around about 3 years now. Have a lot of buzz going right now. They opened for the Civil Wars on tour earlier this year, one of the bigger buzz bands of the last couple of years. They've been on Letterman. Their self-titled debut is an excellent collection of really solid songcraft, those beautiful harmonies that are just undeniable. And when I saw them in the spring, it was one of the better live shows I've seen this year. Nothing about you would be much better if I knew. Nothing about you. They're playing on Saturday night right here in Salt Lake City at Kilby Court, the all-ages venue, so a bunch of our younger citizens will be introduced to that Laurel Canyon sound of Graham Parsons and the Mamas and the Papas this weekend.
What else is going on around town?
A few good music events. The Faint, who are a kind of a dance rock band out of Omaha, of all places, they're doing a kind of a comeback tour. Their debut album, Dance Macabre, they're playing it in its entirety. That's on Friday night at In the Venue. Also on Friday, Carrie Fisher, who people my age know pretty much as Princess Leia.
And people of every age.
People of every age, right? She's gone on to become a best-selling author. She's in town to receive the Peak Award, who's named after Kim Peek, who inspired the Rain Man story, the Academy Award film. She's speaking down at the Rose Wagner on Friday night. And then next week, one of the better shows you'll probably find is Toots and the Maytals, along with Anders Osborne. They're doing an all-acoustic show down at the Stateroom on Wednesday. So some good stuff coming up.